money, money, money. Hey guys, when money is tight and even grocery shopping is a problem, then cutting back on expenses even more is not only extremely difficult, but it is no fun at all. What you need is more money. Let's get our hustle on. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, which includes money, resources, time, and stewardship of the body. I do this with the hope to encourage you to change or improve for the better, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach, because profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. Today's topic is broke. Cutting back is no fun. What you need is more money. Get your hustle on. Broke and hungry? Yes, it might be hungry for not having a recent meal, but I mean hungry. Hungry for a better existence. Hungry to give your loved ones more. Hungry for things to be better. Hungry for better things. Hungry enough to be willing to get your hustle on. Proverbs 24, verse 27 reads, "Prepare your work outside and get it ready for yourself in the field. Afterward, build your house and establish a home." I really love this verse, guys, and it reads a little different in different translations, but in a nutshell, what the Bible is saying here is, before you go out and build your house and establish a home, before you set up a certain lifestyle for yourself, make sure you can afford it. Make sure you have the income to support it. Let me read it again. Proverbs 24, verse 27 says, "Prepare your work outside and get it ready for yourself in the field. Afterward, build your house and establish a home." Now, that's the best way to do this, but for a lot of us, we're coming at this from the reverse. We're already in trouble. Now, this is why I love to speak to the younger folk, unfortunately. The younger folks feel invincible, like we did, and they go on to make the very same mistakes that we have instead of learning from those ahead of us. But there are a few that do. But for those of us who have already made the mistake of trying to circle back around, like I had to, because there was a time in my life that we had a very comfortable existence and we went on as if it would never change. You know, more always meant more, but that did change with the recession. So I've had to redo things differently. But now I want to just share this insight with you, because some of you may still be in the place where I was and need to move out from there. I recently saw a bunch of posts going on Facebook. What had happened was, I have a friend whose husband left her. Next thing I know is she has 4 part-time jobs going on, and she's posting on social media that she's not above hard physical labor. Days later, she's posting pictures of herself in a post-construction cleanup, and she posted a picture of her manicured nails before, because before she went into the job, she knew they'd be all a mess. So she had a before and after of her manicured nails, which, of course, were a mess. But you know how she responded to that? Her only request was, bring it. And she meant anything. As long as it was legal, she was game. And she put her request out there in the social media space, asking people to help her find stuff to do. This girl was getting her hustle on, and I have to applaud her. She didn't sit back and whine and say, oh, woe is me. She got her game on trying to fix her situation. Now, it's great for us to work in our area of passion and talent, and we should. And I do talk about this all the time, and I do help people find and monetize their calling. But guess what, guys? When we are freaking broke like this, the fact is that the work that brings fulfillment and makes you wake up with a pep in your step is really the awesome place to be. But sometimes, right now, we need to get our grind on, like my friend did. For many of us, we need to get more hungry because our current situation is less than comfortable. But we get so comfortable in the discomfort. It's become so familiar that it actually seems easier to stay stuck in that hole than get our manicures messy to dig ourselves out of that disgusting hole. Because, guys, sometimes when you think about it, cutting back when things are already tight and meager is like cutting your cookie in half and thinking you now have 2 cookies. Duh. If you are broke, yeah, you may need to come back. You may need to cut back, but you sure as heck for sure need more money. Now, don't tell me that you need a whip to get your butt in gear, because the days of slavery are long over. But if that's the only way that you will get up and move your butt is if there's a whip over your back, I mean, you freaking need a boss to get you doing what you need to be doing. You need a boss. You need a supervisor. You need somebody over your shoulder telling you what you need to be doing, when and how long. And, I mean, if you can't get your freaking hustle, because a lot of you are losing the job you have because you're freaking lazy. You're not doing what you need to do. And the numbers show up. And companies who have an eye on their bottom line are going to whittle out people like you, okay? So even if you're in a job, you have to still see that you should be a good steward, especially if you're a Christian, guys. There are many companies that are blessed and doing well because we are there and we're doing what we need to do, not just because we have a boss over our back. We're doing what we need to do because we understand the concept of stewardship. Whatever we have in our hand, we need to be doing the best that we can with it. But if you need a whip over your back to get you in action, and I'm going to give you permission to whip yourself because I ain't doing it for you. And when you do whip yourself, whip it good. But for the rest of you who are willing to listen in and get your hustle on, this show is for you. Now, I took on a well-known guru in this space in a video some time ago. I won't say his name. But a caller came in, and he advised that caller who had a prior decent lifestyle, but they lost their job. They weren't able to maintain their current lifestyle. And in a 10-second soundbite of hearing their issue, he simply told them to sell the Lexus and buy a car that he figured he could find one for $3,000 cash. You know, guys, cutting back, you know, it may seem like in a 10-second clip, it sounds like good advice, but honestly, if you think about it, we don't know the whole story of this person. But if you give up your car because you can't make payments on it yet, you still owe the money. You still owe the money. It's going to show up on your credit card. They're going to come and sue you anyways. And now you're out of a vehicle, which puts you in a bigger negative loop of trying to find that job and going to the job. And a $3,000 vehicle, first you have to find the $3,000 cash. Your credit's going to be ruined. And that vehicle probably won't give you any kind of consistent life out of it. And you're probably going to lose a job because the car broke today. So that's not always a good option. Now, neither this radio host nor I could really make a true assessment of that person in a 10-second soundbite, but in general, guys, I take a different approach to my work. Sometimes cutting back is an important strategy that I do share with my customers and clients, but it should be only a short-term strategy of an even bigger picture strategy, which includes a focus on earning more income. Whatever you focus on is what you get. If you focus on the fact that you don't have any money and oh, woe is you, that's what you're going to have more on, okay? So even in the cutback, I ask clients to evaluate their spending patterns in the first place, because why should you buy 10 cheap shoes that fall apart quickly and you probably hardly wear them because you bought them just because? Rather save up and buy one really nice pair of shoes that not only will you feel good wearing every single time, but it stands up to the wear and tear, and it makes you feel good every time you put it on. A couple of years ago, I cleaned out a bunch of my clothes. Some pieces I had to wonder, what the heck was I thinking when I bought them? I never wore those pieces. They actually represented wasted money. So there are some things that, you know, we have been buying that really are a waste of money. But going on, my friends, it's always better to make purchases, better purchases, than to cut back on just stop wasting your money. And even when it comes to gifts, it truly is a thought that counts. And sometimes thoughtful gifts are not often the most expensive. When things are bad, but not bad enough, you may be lulled into making do with what you have. Making do with what you have? What kind of life is that? What kind of future does that create? What it does is create more of the same, and you'll be working with a continuous less and less and less, because inflation is not going to cooperate with your wallet. Okay, this will be the beginning of the spiraling down of your lifestyle over time into a continuous spiral of lack and less and less and less. But you do have a choice. You do have a choice. You can keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing, honey. You can keep doing that. More of the same old, same old. Or you can decide to get your hustle on. Now, You may, in this short-term window, need to do what needs to be done instead of what you really want to do. In fact, there's a huge under-tapped market doing jobs that other people detest. Why is it that Americans complain about Mexicans taking their job when none of them are really willing to pick tomatoes? If you're willing to pick tomatoes, there's jobs to be had. How many people are lining up to work on garbage trucks? Yet I have a friend who is a corporate six-figure earner. She's married to a man who works on a garbage truck, and she assures me he's very nicely compensated with a decent benefits package. People are not lining up to do that kind of work. I did training for some guys who worked at the water treatment facility, you know, the one where the toilet waste comes in and gets recycled and is often used by municipalities to water their gardens. That's a nasty kind of job up front. And there are many types of jobs that people shy away from, or many types of businesses and services you could provide, because there are people who don't want to do that stuff. And it may be lucrative ground for some of you to capitalize on. Years ago, when our situation was bad during a recession, you know what my husband and I did? We went into crime scene cleanup for a while, and talk about nasty work. It paid pretty good, but we eventually got out of it because the company we did that work for took a long time to pay. And you don't want to do that nasty kind of work and they take that long to pay you. But guys, sometimes you just got to get your hustle on. Do what you need to do until you can do what you want to do. But first thing you got to do is get your mind right. Stop the whining and get into action. The time that you're wasting whining could be better spent focusing on what your next action step should be. Again, do what you can until you can do what you want. In the meantime, guys, it is free to dream. So dream bigger. Dream bigger. Join my prosperity game. Go over to trudybearman.com, and however you found this show page today, there will be a link to it. Join the free online prosperity game. It's evergreen. Join in whenever you want and start from day one and simply dream your big dream, because anytime you focus, whatever you focus on is what you pull into your reality. You can literally take a thought from the thought realm and bring it into the physical realm of reality. People do it all the time. Every piece, every phone you have in your hand started out as an idea which was drawn out and built out. Every house you live in started as an idea which was drawn out and built out. We can drag things from the thought world into our reality, and it starts with having that thought. So since it's free to dream, dream bigger, and it's free to dream, and it's free to play the prosperity game. Head on over to trudybearman.com. There will be a link there for you to play the prosperity game. Join it free. Dream big. Write out your dreams, and then you'll begin to see your life change. But in the meantime, get your freaking hustle on. Do what you can until you can do what you want. Trudy Bearman here. I am super simple to find at trudybearman.com. I hope this brought some value to you today. I'm going to ask that you like, comment, share. Guys, there's somebody out there that needs to hear this message today. They need to hear it. Share it with them and show that you are on the way to changing your life and that you care enough about them that you want to help them do the same too. Love you all, guys. Join the game. I look forward to connecting with you.